Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Gajendra had been forcibly captured by crocodile in the water and was feeling acute pain. But when he saw that Narayan, wielding his disc, was coming in the sky on the back of Garuda, he immediately took a lotus flower in his trunk and with great difficulty, due to his painful condition, he uttered the following words, O my Lord, Narayan, Master of the Universe, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. The king of the elephants was so very eager to see Supreme Personality of Godhead that when he saw the Lord coming in the sky with great pain and in a feeble voice, he offered respect to the Lord. A devotee does not consider a dangerous position to be dangerous, for in such a dangerous position, he can fervently pray to the Lord in great ecstasy. Thus, a devotee regards danger as a good opportunity. Tate anukampam sushimakshamana. When a devotee is in great danger, he sees that danger to be the great mercy of the Lord, because it is an opportunity to think of the Lord very sincerely and with undiverted attention. Tate nukampam sushamikshamano punjana evatma kritam pipakam. Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, text 8. He does not accuse the Supreme Personality of Godhead for having let his devotee fall into such a dangerous condition. Rather, he considered that dangerous condition to be due to his past misdeeds and takes it as an opportunity to pray to the Lord and offer thanks for having been given such an opportunity. When a devotee lives in this way, his salvation is going back home, back to Godhead, is guaranteed. We can see this to be true from the example of Gajendra, who anxiously prayed to the Lord and thus received an immediate chance to return home back to Godhead. Next verse is the last verse of this chapter, text 33. And there is no purport, and then only translation. So I'll read the translation. Thereafter, seeing Gajendra in such an aggrieved position, the unborn Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, immediately got down from the back of Garuda by his causeless mercy and pulled the king of the elephants along with the crocodile out of water. Then, in the presence of all the demigods who were looking on, the Lord severed the crocodile's mouth from its body with his disc. In this way, he saved Gajendra, the king of the elephants. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purpose of the 8th canto, 3rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Gajendra Prayers of Surrender.
Om Ajnana Timandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Umiltam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Abheta Gadadara Shivasari Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you all for coming to my Bhagavatam class. Before I give class, I'd like to seek blessings from all Vaishnavas and the proper disciples. Pancha kalpa trubhyascha kripa sindhu bhyebhyascha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. I have a question for you. Are you excited? Are you in ecstasy? Why not? Why not? 다데바람냠 루치람 나밤 나밤 in Krishna consciousness. Every day, every moment, it gets fresher and fresher. Why? 다데바 샤시바토 마나소 아누기야테. Whatever you do externally, but internally, you are constantly shashvata, constantly singing the glorious Lord. Today, another auspicious day. Today is another glorious day. Is it true? If not, listen to this class. Listen to this class. But still, if you don't feel in ecstasy, still, if you don't feel not excited, then see me after class. Sometimes we say, ask, how are you? People say, general, I'm fine, all right. But when you go through some type of trouble and difficulties, I feel like I'm lying. Actually, I'm not okay, but I have to say, it's a kind of custom. I can't say anything else. I can't say my problems to the whole world. Yeah, that's why you say, okay. But in devotee's case, it's not lie. Outside people, they are lie. They lie. But we don't lie. Why? Because we are under protection of Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru, and Vaishnava's mercy and association. We feel sometimes a bit down. How's your life? Up and down, up and down, you know. In Krishna consciousness, no down. Why? Every step, we making progress. It looks like we are down. Why? Because in order to jump, you have to bend first. In order to go forward, like a frog, in order to jump, sometimes you have to move back a little bit, and then going down, going forward. So, yes, maybe today, maybe feel a bit down. But in fact, we are making progress every single day. So, when devotee says, I'm fine, although going through trouble in the heart, no problem, you can say, I'm okay. Why? Because you are under protection of devotees. You are at the mercy of the Lord. We know that. And still we are chanting Hare Krishna. Does it make sense? Is it true? Okay. Then I can continue. Is it okay? By your mercy. So, when I read this verse, it gives me some type of insight and ecstasy. Wow, what a purport Prabhupada present. And what a story we are hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada explains in Conway Hall, London, 1969, it is his lecture was put in the Sri Ishopanishad as introduction. Do you know what is the title of that Ishopanishad instruction? What is the title of Sri Ishopanishad instruction? Tell us. Don't be too humble. No, maybe you've forgotten. The title of Sri Upanishad instruction is Teachings of Veda. So, if someone asks you to give a class on teachings of Veda, what would you say? You just think, just the 2 moments, or the 1 moment. Yeah? Proper starts with 4 defects of human being. In order to understand anything, actually you have to check yourself first, which level, where I am. If you join the army, you learn how to read the map. First thing they teach you on the map, you have to recognize where you are. Otherwise, you can't go forward. You may know, you may learn north, east, all the direction, but if you cannot recognize yourself on the map where you are, if your position, destination given, you can't go anywhere. Like this, like army tactics, proper put forward, that the four defects of human being. And what are the four defects? Illusion, yes. Cheating propensity. Imperfect senses. Subject to committing mistakes, yes. Do you understand that? If you bear this in mind, sometimes within the devotee, there is a conflict, yes? But easy solution to that conflict. We know that four defects. So this devotee on the way cleaning that process. So somebody in the shower, they taking the dirt up. We cannot say, oh, why he is so dirty? He's in the shower. We cannot blame him. We are the same. Yes? So there is a reason to tolerate amongst the devotee. Sometimes there is conflict. There is a reason to forgive or to seek for forgiveness, to ask for forgiveness. Why? Along with devotional service, we are not perfect. We trying to be perfect. So Prabhupada explained this, four defects of human being. And then Prabhupada said, Vedas are not compilation of human knowledge. Vedic knowledge comes from spiritual world, from Lord Krishna. We try to acquire knowledge through our own intelligence and experience. Prabhupada is not denying that. That's fine. There is three types of evidence one can acquire knowledge. First thing is pratyaksha, direct your experience, perception. I've seen that. I've experienced that. Based on that, we say things. No problem with that. This is what science do. So they do experiment, and then they present one theory, and then they present anti-theory. That's why they, this is this, and then they propose their theory, like that. But this is the lowest type of evidence. A bit higher is anuman, as you know, by logic and reason. But there is something higher than that. What is that? There is a shabda. If Veda says, if Shastra says, that's it. No question about it. Prabhupada gives example. Within our eyes, sun, that disk is very, very small. But actually that sun, which looks very small in our eyes, actually bigger than our Mother Earth. We know this by the education or science. Through the, what you call in the school, we learned by science. Through science, we know that. But in reality, actually, still, we are going through the same mistake. We only judge it by according to how I see, how we see. That's why Sankaracharya said also the same thing. Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. Only Brahma is truth, absolute truth. And then Jagat Mithya, whatever you see, it's illusory. Don't go for what you see. Especially boy and girls. Boy looking for pretty women. And girls looking for handsome boys. Yes. In general, they go for externals. Again, our experience is called fact. But truth is something different than fact. We have to differentiate truth and fact. But unfortunately, we ourselves live a life through this fact rather than truth. For example, again, sun. Sun is moving. According to our experience, in the morning, sun is rising, and sun is setting. Sunrise, sunset, there is a song about it. Yeah? But actually, it's not sun is rising or sun is setting. Actually, the earth is moving around to the sun. According to our experience, the truth is exactly opposite of our experience. This difficulty lies. Yeah? This is the difficulties. We feel that once we start devotional service, everything will be sorted. We're going to be pure devotee immediately. Bhagavad Gita says everything. Every single purpose, pure devotee, wow. Whenever we come to temple, everybody pure devotee. But when they do service together, oh my God. He said this, she said that. Why? But ultimately, the truth is that although we trying to practice Krishna consciousness, still we carry along our own perception and habit and reason and logic from the past life. So here what Krishna consciousness does is it gives you another vision where you can see truth properly and where you can see the truth through the fact which looks opposite. Now, first time when I came to temple, they gave me burpee. Wow, it's like caramel. So, what is this? It's a burpee. Wow, it's so tasty tonight. What is it made of? I said, milk. I said, I laughed. Hey, you are joking. Milk is fluid. Burpee is solid. How come solid things comes out of this fluid? No. It can't be true. This was my perception. But after that, I went to the kitchen. I saw that they cook it down and down and down. This is a liquid. This is a fluid. It turning into solid object. It's amazing experience. This is a simple thing. It teaches us how we need to transform our consciousness. I think this is the reason why each morning when guest comes, they give us the sandesh or burpee. So by the tasting it, they may think something. So, dharma always carries adharma also. Like a light carries a shadow. Well, there is a light or there is a shadow. The first teaching of Bhagavad Gita, Dharma Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra, Samaveta, Yuyusava, Samaveta, everything gathered in Dharma Kshetra. Sometimes we meet the visitors, we talk kind of like we make a conversation. And the visitors normally say, oh, you are very lucky. And you are living in such a peaceful place. But in my heart, saying, if you live here, it might not be that peaceful. But I cannot say directly. Yeah, it's very peaceful. You should come more often. You see, for yourself. Huh? Only thing I can say like that. Why? This place is Dharma, but still, we have to clean things. That's why sometimes we go through certain anxiety, anger, sometimes maybe greed, lust, you're going through all things. But don't worry, this is a cleaning process. And Arjuna says the same thing. Nimittani cha pashyami, viparitani cha keshava. Viparitani keshava, Prabhupada said it. Viparitani is a very important word. Arjuna and his family went through tough time because of Duryodhana. So, all along with the Pandavas, they were gathering armies and soldiers to fight against Duryodhana and then to get kingdom back. And then finally, they gathered at the Kurukshetra. But Arjuna, all of a sudden, he's trying to back down. Nimittani cha pashyami, viparitani keshava. Oh Krishna, all I can see is misery. I don't want to get this kingdom back. I don't want to fight. We try to be happy at every moment. We make various attempts. One of attempts is marriage. But actually, after marriage, we found out, actually, the marriage is not the way you get happiness. Devotional service also. Sometimes we do things. And you're trying to do something nice for the devotee. But because you're trying to be nice, but all of a sudden you find more difficulties than before. Have you ever experienced that? Yeah? I want to go extra mile. But because I stressed myself, I'm in more trouble. Sankirtan Festival. Did you have a Sankirtan Festival feast last Saturday? Was it nice? Was it nice?
Very nice.
Excellent. Okay, what was the best prep? Paneer sabji. Okay, paneer, chili paneer? Yeah, that was not paneer sabji, actually. It's meant to be chili paneer. Salad? Okay, anyway. So who liked the chili paneer? Who liked the salad more? Okay, anyway. Chili paneer. Yes, this Sankirtan festival, let's make a chili paneer. Normally in festival, you don't make chili paneer. Let's make something special. So we kitchen team arranged. So way in advance, order the paneer. Way in advance, we order the best cook for the chili paneer. So chili paneer, you have to prepare one day before. So you make a sauce, and then you roast the paneer, and then you marinate it in that sauce. Then all the sauce goes into the paneer, and then when you bite it, and you can feel every single the juicy of it. Yes? But what happened was, the day before, our preparation day, which means Thursday, the cook who are meant to prepare the sauce sent a text. Sorry, I can't come. That's why I don't like mobile phone. In olden days, you know, when you make a, let's say, arrangement, because we didn't have a watch, so you say, what do you say? Okay, let's meet around sunset time or next week. People never fails. Next week, sunset time is there no matter what. But now, what do you do? I'm sorry, I can't. Send a text, that's it. Finished, end of subject. 자, 실 실 라다 고쿠란다 키, 자, 시타람 락스마 하누만 키, 자, 실 실 고라니타 키, 자. As soon as I received the text, I felt straight away. There is no point arguing or even questioning to him why you are not coming. I need to find a solution to it. Yes, no matter what happened. So three types of solution I came up. One, I have to by myself. I have to find the cookbook and I have to by myself. Second solution is a change menu. And third solution is that find another cook who is expert at making chili paneer. But out of three, what can be the best? You think yourself. Find the expert cook, yes. Rather than make myself experimenting on your kind of test board. So yes, best solution is finding another best cook. But somehow or other, I got hold of the cook who originated the pet chili paneer. One of the best of best of best. That's why chili paneer was very, very nice. Yes? So, Who was that? I'll tell you later. I don't want to reveal my source so easily. So, this is like devotional service like this. Every moment there is a challenge to it. But if there is a challenge, if there is a problem, there is a solution to it. I told you. If there is a light, there is a shadow. If there is a problem, there is a solution. There is no problem which doesn't have solution. This I've learned, and this we learned from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam all along. There is always a solution. Typical way, Hiranyakashipu, he wants everything, he wants eternal life. Lord Brahma said, yes, 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 yes to everything. But he didn't give what he couldn't give. But at least he made himself satisfied. So in this way, what we experience, mostly, it is a fact, not true. You have to understand this. Another example. When boy and girls meet, having a baby. Yes? So if a boy and girl didn't meet, they don't have a baby. So boy and girl makes baby. As simple as that. But what Prabhupada says in his book, Perfection of Yoga, please listen to this. It is not within any man's power to beget a living entity. This is a statement. We think that I have a son and a daughter, this is my son, this is my daughter. Krishna said, no. It is not within any man's power to beget a living entity. Merely by sexual intercourse, a living entity cannot be begotten. The living entity must be placed in the emulsification of secretion. This is the verdict, verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. Living entity must be placed by some higher source. That's why there is a Bhagavatam Samskara, inviting the elevated soul. That's why we do Bhagavatam Samskara. Outside, doctors, scientists, they say what they can say. But Shabda, yes? Their knowledge, experience are based on their own experiment and experience. But our knowledge is based on this Shastra, statement from Veda. Imagine that you are in the dream. Every single thing you experience is true. But once wake up from the dream, then this was just a dream. The other day, one devotee told me a very interesting story. One time, a devotee went to picnic in the forest. And in the forest, of course, already we have taken some sweets. At nice feast, and just about to eat burpee, all of a sudden, behind the tree, tiger came out. Rah! And he was running. And while running, he woke up from the dream. And he felt, oh, that was close. And then he feels, oh, where is my burpee? I was just about to enjoy the burpee, but burpee is gone. But at the same time, what is gone? Tiger is gone. This is why, for devotee, there is no karma involved. Once chant Hare Krishna mantra, all past karma is burned out. Either good karma or bad karma. One time, I was listening to a lecture from Bhaktivinoda Purna Maharaj. He explained such a brilliant way. Let me share with you. Devotees, no karma. Past deeds already burned out, but why are we going through so many difficulties? He answers, when we take up Krishna consciousness, all our karma get removed. When we chant, there is no past karma. However, unfortunately, we identify situations according to our conditioned nature. We continue to see things and think in terms of me, my, and I consciousness. This mentality needs to be given up. In order to remove this mentality from the devotees, Krishna creates a situation. Krishna arranges many situations which look like our previous karma. It must be understood that those situations are under Krishna's direction. Does it make sense? Yes? Is it true? Oh, yes, very true. I think so. So, let us wake up from the dream. Yes? We have to wake up. Even Shakespeare said the same thing. Macbeth. Who read Macbeth? Or who knows the story of Macbeth? Yes, good. From long ago, yes. I have not read it, but I read the gist of it. Macbeth, the king of Scotland, he went war against Scotland. He was victorious. He's a victor. On the way back, he met three witches. And the witches said to him, what he said? You're going to be king. was so excited. I was general. I am general. I defeated my enemy. Now I'm going to be king. Wow. And then he sent a letter to his wife. And the Lady Macbeth was excited too. Oh, I'm going to be queen now. Okay, let me help my husband. And then she tried to kill king before even husband comes. Or some kind of poison or whatever. He tried to make arrangement. Since he heard, I'm going to be king, he tried to his level best to kill opposition party. Like Duryodhan personification in the West. So Duryodhan case, he had a shakuni. Already, psh, 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 psh. But here, there was a witch. Oh, you're going to be king. That's why in this devotee life, we have to be very, very careful one who phrases you in front of you. Of course, we need to show appreciation, but that appreciation actually doesn't do very well. Sometimes you say, oh, you must be pure devotee. What do you mean by that? What does it mean by that? Oh, you must be pure devotee. Oh, you are pure devotee. I'm so fallen. What kind of statement is that? But sometimes when devotee chastises you or puts you in trouble, actually that devotee is helping you. Why? Because that devotee makes you see what you cannot see, and that devotee makes you realize where you are. That devotee brings up what can you clean. Yes? Sometimes we can't see ourselves. We need a mirror. So anything disturbs you, that is a mirror to show that where I can improve. But anyone who can tell you, who says to you that, oh, Babu, this is wonderful, this is so nice service, oh, nice. Well, you have to be careful. After all that, Macbeth says, at the time he's dead. Eventually, his all effort failed. And then he himself got killed. And before he just dead, he uttered the word. Life is but a walking shadow, a poor player. Shakespeare says that. Can you imagine that? In a Bhaktivedanta manner, that plays. Behind the scene, always there is a director, and you act this way, you act, take this role, and then you make up like this, like that, you coordinate everything. There is a director. We are nothing but player, which is directed by previous karma before we take up Krishna consciousness. Now our director is Krishna. Life is but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hours upon the stage. What does the English mean, struts? S-T-R-U-T, strut. Walking. Yeah, on the stage, we are walking up and down, yeah? And then frets. Fret means F-R-E-T. Fret. Worry. Worrying. Worrying. Nervous. Yeah, walking up and down. Sometimes there are so many anxiety in life. And then struts and frets his hours upon the stage. So when you're on the stage, you have to act according to your role. But when you come up on the stage, then what is that? Then is heard no more. Sometimes we hear the news from neighbors has passed away. After that, who remembers? Who really remembers our neighbors? We are exactly like the same. We are exactly the same. But devotee cases are different. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Mriti Atyanta Bismriti. Definition of Mriti is a complete forgetfulness. You forget your whatever you've done in this life and carries on next life. So most of that's why I can't remember previous life. And also others also forget about you completely. But in devotee case, we live eternally. Why? We can see Srila Prabhupada. Every single day we opening Guru Puja. He's still alive. This is life. No forgetfulness. His glory already get heard. In this way, what we experience and what we see is different than different from the truth behind. Actually, a lot more to go, but time is coming to an end, and I want to conclude. When Krishna repeats himself in Bhagavad Gita, there is certain meaning to it. Yes? Krishna repeats a few verses twice. One of the verses repeated twice is Mammana Bhava Matbhaktyo Mattaji Nam Namaskuru. Mam Evaisha Mam Evaishashi Tabatevam Matparayana. And then this is the last verse of the most confidential knowledge, ninth chapter. And then before he says that, please, Sarvadhamma Paritaja, surrender unto me, he says one more time, Mammana Bhava Matbhakta Matyaji Nam Namaskuru Mam Evaishashi Satamte Pratijane Puryoshime. I promise you personally you will come to me. Mammana, if you think of me, Bhava Matbhakta, you become my devotee, and then Matyaji, if you worship me, and then Mam Namaskuru, if you offer obeisance unto me. Here, I'd like to focus on what do you mean by the Mataji? What do you mean by worship? Do you think worship is just offering arti? Is that it? What else can we worship? What kind of different way can we worship? Can you think of anything? How do we worship Krishna? Yes. Prayers. Words, mind, action, yes? By hearing, we worship, yes. Okay, put our heart into what I was doing. Yes. Through the service, we worship Krishna through the service. Yes. Okay, whatever we do according to instruction, yes. Through the Sankirtan, we worship Krishna. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says to Uddhava, how to worship me. Whatever you said is not belong to, is not here, unfortunately. So, let's clarify. What Krishna defines as worship, yes? I can be worshipped within the cows by offering grass and other suitable grains. One may worship me within the Vaishnavas by offering loving friendship to them and honoring them in all respect. You honor Vaishnava, you're worshipping Krishna. So this morning, we'll honor one Vaishnava's birthday, Vaishnavi's birthday. Yamuna Priya Devi Ki Jai. Let's give her Sri Haribol. Haribol! 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 So, one more thing comes. There are so many things. Please read this verse. It's amazing. 11 canto, 11 chapter, text 43, 42-45. Out of all that, You must be surprised to hear this. Bhogair atmanam atmani. By offering food in your belly, you're worshipping me. So, now you understand now why I put so much effort in the main kitchen. Please don't come. If you're not doing service, please do not enter the kitchen. Oh, Baba, I need a little ginger. Oh, I need a cup of milk. Oh, Baba, I need some. Sometimes people come. Baba, I need a pen. Can I borrow? I mean, it's urgent, Baba. It's for the service. Sometimes people come. Baba, can I borrow a piece of paper? In the kitchen. I'm not lying. I'm here. I'm not lying. Yes. Please. They eat kitchen. They're cooking directly to offer to Krishna. But main kitchen is the same. Why is it different? People think main kitchen is I can walk in any time. Please, bear in mind this. When you want to see me, please ring me or make appointment while here. Babu, I have a service. You know, I have the Kupa Maharaj. You just walk in. No restriction. So now, this morning, kitchen team are offering you a unique opportunity to give you a chance to offer to Krishna Bharata this morning. Hare Krishna. So this kitchen, in this kitchen, I can still, I think, Lalita Mataji. Thank you, Lalita Mataji. Please, thank you. Thank you, Lalita Mataji. And Lubanga Mataji, thank you. Hare Krishna. And Radha Shakti Mataji, Hare Go. And I saw one more lady. the lady who is doing reception. You know the... Manas Chandra, yes, Manas Chandra, Haribo, Haribo, yes. Anyway, this is surprise for Yamuna Puriya. So now you understand, yes? We eat prasadam every single morning. Sometimes people comes in the kitchen, just come to the kitchen to see what they are cooking. Babu, what is the prasadam for this evening? I said, yeah, apple crumble. They give me raspberry. Please, we have enough donation from the Parashuram. We have plenty of donation of raspberry. No more raspberry, please. Yes? You have to see whatever you eat as opportunity to worship the Lord. Yes? Any question?